Shalom. Welcome to Pathfinders International Messianic Ministry. I am Brother Scott Norris, your host and teacher, once again here with you to discuss the law of Christ, walking in the paths of righteousness, so that we can learn how to do kingdom things in biblical ways, right? And so blessings to you all. We're just coming out of the biblical, or I would say call it a sacred biblical celebration of the Feast of Purim, or you may know it more so as the Feast of Lots. And so I just want to touch a little base, give a review about this time of the year, you know, that has been held sacred since the time of Esther. So we're talking about thousands and thousands of years. This tradition that is now being kind of restored in the body of Messiah for those of us who are awakening to our Hebrew and Judaic roots of our faith, as we're coming into an understanding, a deeper understanding of the kingdom of heaven, and learning things that the early apostles and Yeshua himself would have experienced, right? And so I just want to give a review about the Festival of Lots, or the Feast of Lots, or as known in Hebrew as the Feast of Purim, okay? And Purim, basically, it is a two-day festival. It's a minor festival, often celebrated with synagogue members dressing as biblical characters, often characters in the book of Esther. So it wasn't directly commanded by the Lord, but we see in the book of Esther, which we believe to be a book divinely inspired by God, we see that it does show up here. And so, like I said, it's one of those sacred traditions. I believe it has a lot of significance, and it's a two-day festival, right? It celebrates an event of deliverance from evil, as I stated, told in the book of Esther. It is the melodramatic tale of how the beautiful Queen Esther herself, a Jew living in an ancient Persian empire, saved their people from a massacre at the hands of a villain named Haman. Okay? And let's see here. Along with the joyful character of Purim, or Lots, a somber note sounds. In the biblical calendar, the Sabbath prior to Purim, from a Jewish tradition, is called the Shabbat Zakor, or the Sabbath of Remembrance. And it's on this day, an added reading from Exodus tells of Amalek, traditionally identified as a biblical character of cruelty and an ancestor of Haman. Thus, while Purim brings to mind a moment of salvation for God's people, for Jewish people, or the Yahudim, the ever-present reality of human suffering and the commitment to resist evil are also remembered on the Sabbath Zakor, Shabbat Zakor. All right. And so, Purim is, like I stated, it's a story of salvation, of deliverance, you know. And that's an often repeated theme throughout any biblical celebration or festival celebration, is God saving his people from destruction. And of course, the destruction he saves them from was one that was institutionalized by this wicked man by the name of Haman, who was willing to put money towards the destruction of Jews who were living in the Persian Empire. Remember, the Persian Empire, Persia had conquered Babylon, and Babylon was where many Jews are of the southern, and when we call Jews, we're talking about people from the southern region of Israel, from the region of Judah, from the tribe of Judah, were brought into captivity and slavery to Babylon. And then when the Persians conquered them, they're still living in that region, most of them at that time. So, you know, this was a story of the underdog being protected supernaturally once again by God. And what's interesting about the festival, or about the book of Esther, is that really the name of the Lord is not mentioned there, but yet we see the hand of God all throughout the book. You know, we see things that which the Lord himself, only he could set up and arrange. And that's just how it is in life. You know, God is known to us as the invisible God, right? The eternal, all-wise, invisible God. But yet he's the invisible force that is felt very powerfully. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God, the power of the Holy Ghost, is like the wind that rustles through the leaves. We don't see the wind, but we can feel its powerful effect. And that's just how the Lord moves. We may not always be able to physically see him, but we certainly can see, if you're born again with your eyes open spiritually, you can see how powerfully the hand of God moves, so much to the point that he even awakens those who are unbelievers to acknowledge him. Let's see here. As I stated before, the Feast of Lots is a two-day festival, a minor festival, celebrated in synagogues. Oftentimes, members of a synagogue or an assembly, and when I say an assembly, even a messianic fellowship, you know, those who believe in Jesus, Yeshua, but also in celebrating his festivals and keeping the commandments. You know, they celebrate dressing as, we've celebrated it typically as oftentimes dressing as biblical characters, often characters in the book of Esther. And the story is acted out oftentimes in the play. The book of Esther is read, which is like one of the traditional things to do, is to read through the entire book of Esther through its entirety. Food baskets are given as gifts for friends, and the poor are and for the poor, and then those are also part of Purim activities. However, like as I stated, the primary commandment related to Purim is to hear the reading of the scroll of Esther, the Megillat Esther. This reading calls for active participation from members of the congregation, engaging with the biblical story playfully yet respectfully. It is customary to boo or hiss and make a loud noise at the mention of Haman's name, to blot out the name of Haman. You know, just as the Lord said, he would blot out Amalek, right? And Haman is a descendant of Amalek. Sometimes we'll even cheer when we hear like the name Mordecai. You know, we'll cheer when the name Mordecai or name Esther is mentioned, but boo or hiss when the name Haman is mentioned. This reading calls for, as I say, active participation. Purim, as I stated, celebrates an event of deliverance from evil told in the book of Esther. And on the day or a few days prior to Purim, or the Feast of Lots, observant, many believers may even fast during this time, recalling the fast of Esther. Remember, she fasted before she came before her husband, the king, in order to plead on behalf of Israel's or Judah's safety from destruction when she learned that the decree had went forth to bring annihilation to Judah, you know. And so she, you know, had quite a number of people praying and fasting before she went before the king. In order to go before the king, he had to extend his golden scepter for her to come forward, you know. So she had to have grace and favor to come before the king, right? And this is a picture of us as the bride of Messiah, being the body of Christ, having the grace to be able to come boldly to the throne of grace, to come and intercede on the behalf, pray and intercede for ourselves and on the behalf of others in our time of need, you know. So, this is a very important celebration. It talks about two types of persecutions or two types of systematic oppression. One being that Judah, who are the primary tribal members or people from the southern kingdom, those of Judah and those of Benjamin, but they're called Jews, right? Yahadim, those of Judah. Judah was one of the 12 sons of Israel and later grows into an entire tribe, one of the tribes of the nation of Israel. And Judah, the name Judah means Yah praiser, or one who praises the Lord, one who praises Yehovah, one who praises Yah. And that's the tribe that Yeshua is from as well. So on one hand, we see the enemy's desire to destroy an ethnic group of people, systematically. And we just think, as we came out of Black History Month, we think about all the many times in which Black people have survived many attempts of genocide. You know what I mean? You've seen Jews in Europe survive through the destruction of Hitler, right, as well. But these attempts of genocide, but not only the destruction of an ethnic group of people, but of a people whose faith was into praising Yah, and how the enemy likes to destroy those who praise the Most High, those who publish and make known his wondrous works, those who open up their mouths and praise him and tell of all the wonderful things and glorious things about our Lord and about our Savior and about his salvation. And so how the devil hates that and how he attempts to destroy it. But in the end, the Lord can thwart the plot of the enemy. And the plot of the enemy was destroyed by a woman who found grace and favor, who was raised into a position that she wasn't naturally born into. She wasn't born of a Persian royal lineage. Here she is, a Hebrew, being exalted into a royal position, right? And she's put into a position where she can communicate with the king. And so we think about our Lord and Savior Yeshua. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and not anyone can just come before his presence, right? But we have the ability. He has consecrated through his atoning sacrifice a way for us to come before him in prayer and present our needs, or ask and request for more grace in our time of need, so he can give us the power to do the things that we can do, which is to overcome and conquer and defeat the enemy's destructive tactics, and overcome them and actually drive back the enemy. Because when you read the book of Esther, you see that this force of people who were considered less than by the people there in that kingdom are able to somehow rise up and overtake their enemies. And so the Lord definitely had to be with them in order for that to happen. Well, anyway, I hope that you learned a little bit more about the book of, not just simply the book of Esther, but about the celebration of the Feast of Lots, the Feast of Purim, to see how this could be something that really can be speak to our faith and be encouraging, can bring hope to us, bring some wisdom to us as well. And another thing too that I love about the Feast of Lots is when the time that it comes in the calendar, the Hebrew calendar, which is this time of the year because of a leap year, is in second Adar 14 and 15. Normally it's just Adar 14 and 15. That means that 30 days from now is when Passover will take place, the festival of Passover, which of course is the celebration of Israel being brought out of 400 years of Egyptian bondage. So another theme of salvation from a destructive king, someone who wanted to take advantage, exploit them, and ultimately destroy them. But the Lord steps in there and spares his people and saves them. And that's what he can do for you and I. Yeshua has come into our lives, and he has saved us from the utter destructive forces of sin. So anyway, I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. I pray that it's been insightful for you. I pray that you've gained some understanding about the Feast of Lots, known as Feast of Purim. I pray that you study the book of Esther, and maybe you'll join in the celebration. God bless you, and Shalom.